Reuven was in the airport in Tel Aviv, going to Chutz Laaretz, and where he got dropped off, he hired someone to take his bags to the terminal. And on the way, he met someone, a friend, and he delayed. And by the time he got to the terminal, he found his bags, but the porter was gone. So the question is, if he'll go look for him now, it's a good chance he'll miss the flight because they're boarding. That's the case. He has to pay him, right? So the question is he mechuyev to miss his flight, or probably miss his flight, in order to pay because he agreed to pay him? That was the deal. He's hiring him to, here, I'll give you 10 shekels to take my bags. Meet me over there at the terminal, at the gate. And by the time he got there, after his delay, the guy was gone, the bags were there, and he can't find him. Is he mechuyev to go, look around? I'll give you another case. Right, you're in a hotel, you're at, away for the weekend, and you have them shine your shoes, and you're in the airport, and you forget. You're confused, whatever, and you just leave without paying him. And now you remember you forgot to pay the guy. How much are you mechuyev to do to go pay him? America, so in this case, it's Eretz Yisrael, in America also. First, we're going to have to see what issur is involved over here, and then we have to see what the halachas are, if there is what you have to do not to do an issur. So, first, we have to see what issurim are involved over here. So, the Gemara Bar Metzia, Kuf Yod Aleph from Adalov says, Kol HaKovish Schar Socher, anyone that withholds, meaning he's planning never on paying a worker, over Behei Shemus Halal of Azeiz, five Isser lo sasays and one mitzvah sasay. And I have on the handout. What? I'm saying a gemara now. I didn't. We'll take step by step. All right, the case will come back at the end. Let's see what the essay, what the mitzvahs are. By Yikra, the pasuk says in lo sashok esrei acha. Right, you can't withhold, never pay him. Lo sigzal, you can't steal from him, meaning you're never paying him. And then the solim pulua sachir chadoki, you can't hold the wages until morning. That's talking about someone that worked for you at night. There's a chiyuv to pay him that night and not hold it until the morning. Those are three los haseis if you're planning on not paying him at all. Then the price he brings these other psukim in rei lo sashok sachir ani ve'evyon me'achecha. It's another hasei, another los hasei. Lo sashok, don't withhold his wages. Don't not pay him. And then in the last pasuk, there's a mitzvah sasei, v'yomo sitein scharo, pay him right away when he does his job. That's a mitzvah sasei. And then the fifth lo sasei, lo sova lo vashemesh, don't let the sun set on him before you pay him. And that's talking, the Gemara says, that if he was working during the day, you have a chiyuv to pay him that day before night starts. Okay, so there's five lavs, one asei for not paying a worker, for not paying him in time. There's one lo sase and one ase. Right? So, we could talk about the two types of cases here also. We could talk about the case that Rabbi Schmitz was talking about, where he's leaving and he's never going to see this guy again. He'll never pay him. Or it could be talking like the case somewhere you were saying that, when you come back, you'll pay him, you'll mail it to him. Then you'll be over just the one Mrs. Ase and one lo sase, but it's still a Mrs. Ase and a Mrs. Lo sase. Right, it's you'll still have that issue. We'll see if that makes a difference. Just I put this Gemara in Sukkiah, the Svarim bring down. Amar Rav Yisrael Arba, Dvarim Nichsei Balei Batin Yotzen Leptinyon. Four things cause a person's properties to go down into a bad state. Kov Shei Tzchar Socher, if someone withholds Tzchar Socher, that means he doesn't pay in time. Then Al Oshkei Tzchar Socher, he doesn't pay at all. And then there are two others. So we see that not paying a worker on time and certainly not paying him at all is not good for the finances. Right? You saved a few dollars there, but you lost all that. And this is talking, and this the Avos Chesed we'll speak more about next week. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a whole Sefer Kuntres Avos Chesed on paying workers. He says it's not only if you owe him $10,000 and you don't pay him $10,000. It's if you owe him $10,000 and you pay him $9,995, you miss one pruta, right? You made a certain deal and you say, okay, add this in and I'll pay you. And then you don't pay him for that thing that you added in, right? So it's a shava pruta. You didn't pay him the whole thing. So these five low sases, the one I say, and it's a bad school for someone's stocks, right? It's for his portfolio, it's going to go down. Chas v'shalom. But that's what the Gemara is saying. It's not if you don't pay anything, it's if you're withholding anything. Right? So that's the Gemara. Now, what's the halacha? How much money do you have to spend to perform a mitzvah saseh? And how much money do you have to spend to avoid violating a lo saseh? Right? How much money do you have to spend to buy an esrog? And how much money do you have to spend to avoid being mechal l'shabbos? Right? Here you have both cases. You have an aseh and a lo saseh. But let's see what the Ramah says in Orach Chayim. Last thing on the first page of the handout. In Hilchos Lulav Esrog, Misha Eino Esrog, if someone does not have an Esrog, or Shai Mitzvah Averus, or he doesn't have whatever he needs to perform another mitzvah that he can't do another time. Matzah, a shofar, Einit Tzarech Levazrus of Lav Hon Rav, he doesn't have to spend a fortune to perform that mitzvah. Kama Sham, like the Gemara says about tzedakah, if you're giving tzedakah, the Gemara says don't give more than 20% of your possession. So just like by tzedakah you don't spend more than 20% for tzedakah, so the same thing to do any mitzvah, don't spend more, you don't have to spend more than 20%, you don't have to spend a whole fortune. Now if you have a big portfolio, it's going to be a fortune maybe, but percentage wise you only have to spend 20% to perform that mitzvah. And the Ramah says, Dafka mitzvah saseh. That's talking about a mitzvah saseh. A lo saseh, but if you have a possibility of chas v'sholem being over a lo saseh, chil Shabbos, you have a chance of a possibility that you're going to be mechal Shabbos, then yitain komam on akadam shiyavar. You have to pay all your money rather than go be over a lo saseh. So it would seem in this case where there's an aseh and a lo saseh, the person would be obligated to pay all of his money, every penny, even if this is going to cost him his job and cost him everything he has. He has to lose that because he has a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh to perform. But we'll try to spend the rest of the night trying to limit the damage. Right? I mean, it's right now seems pretty bleak that you made this mistake, and it's you're flying to because you heard that your whole fortune is going to you have to get over there, and if you don't get there in time, you're going to lose everything. So you have to lose everything to do this mitzvah saseh, mitzvah lo saseh. Now the first thing we have to understand is what's the difference between a lo saseh and an aseh? Right? Why should it be that to do a mitzvah saseh you only have to pay 20%? But not to do a lo saseh, you have to give up all your money. Right, what should the difference be? What's the difference between a lo saseh and an aseh? Why is a lo saseh worse? Why is being over a lo saseh worse than not doing an aseh? Right. In other words, if you fail to hold an esrog or to blow a shofar, so you fail to do something. Right, that's bad, but you didn't actively do anything, you're saying. If you actively go and be mechal Shabbos, you drive a car on Shabbos chas v'shalom, or eat something that's not kosher, so then you're doing something much worse. So because of that, that would be one reason. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah understands it, seems to explain it. That would be the reason why for a mitzvah I say spend 20%, and after that you don't have to spend any more, you don't have to spend a fortune. But for a lo saseh, that you're going to do a lo saseh, to actually do an action which is against the Rasan Hashem, that you have to give up your whole fortune. The problem with that is that, like everything, it's a machlokus about that also. The Rivash, which I have top on the second half of the handout, he says, don't learn like that. He said, if someone tells you, he's going on this difference between the lo saseh and the aseh, he says, if someone tells you, well, you know why your Mrs. Lo saseh is because you're doing an action. And if they'll tell you, then if you have a lo saseh where you're not doing any action, right? Some lo sasehs you don't do any action. Like there's an isur lo saseh to own chametz on Pesach, ba'yiro, ba'yimatzah. It's mitzvah lo saseh, but you're not doing any action to violate it. If you have chametz in your house and Pesach comes and you failed to get rid of it, so you're over a los aseh. Right? According to your reason, it would depend what type of los aseh it is. It would only be a los aseh where you're actually eating treif, eating chametz, being mechalel Shabbos. But if it's a los aseh where you're not doing any action, where you're failing to take an action that you need to do, a los aseh which is a shev, a lav shein b'maisa, a lav which is a shev the los aseh, so then you would say that that would be like an aseh. So the Rebbe says, don't say that. If the Chachamim said that a mitzvah aseh, which is chomer, you have to give your whole fortune for it, doesn't matter. If it's a los aseh, which is chomer, you have to give your whole fortune for it, doesn't matter if it's for a, if it's done with an action or it's done without an action. Now that will make a big difference over here, because the all these asurim, don't steal, don't withhold the wages, don't hold it overnight, those are all lavs, but there's no maisa. It's a lav that you're over b'shev al ta'aseh. So if you learn like the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, the Prima Gadim seems to say that way, if you learn that way, so here you won't have to give up your whole fortune for it. You only have to give up 20% to pay this guy his wages. But if you're going to learn like the Rivash, this is a los aseh here, then for any los aseh you have to pay your whole fortune no matter what. That's not such good news, but it's a little bit of good news that we only have to deal with the aseh here and we're dealing with 20%. By the way, someone asked if this applies to only a Yisrael or even to Akum. And those Sigzal, according to most posts, in Shulchan Aruch Paskins, is an Isidar Aisi, even by an Akum. So, you know, it wouldn't make a difference here. That Rav, you know, the Aseh, maybe not. That's Machlokas. But the Rav, which what we're dealing with, it's either going to be make you chai to give your whole fortune, according to the Rivash, or 20% according to the others. So it doesn't help if you're America or Eretz Yisrael, like, that's not going to be a way out either. Okay, so far, just using the rules of aseis and los aseis, he'd have to pay 20%. Now there might be one other way out. I'm just trying to find out what the Torah says about this, not trying to find ways out. But I mean, there's another issue. You see, this is whether the isur of oshik schar sochir is different than other isurim. That's the next thing we have to look at. Right? If it was a regular los aseis or Shabbos, that we said this for sure. It's all your money. If it's a los aseh with maisa, like ba yirah, so then it would be an issue of maybe only 20%. Right? One of the rayas they have is that, and they bring rayas either way, in this issue that by tzedakah, there's a aseh to give tzedakah, and there's a los aseh, those sakpots, don't be stingy, don't jump away from giving tzedakah. There's a lav by that. And the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. I'm a vazvez, I'm a vazvez, yosem mechomesh. So it seems that by tzedakah, why isn't it a los aseh? Why don't you have to give up all your money? So some say, well, you see from here that if it's a lav, that there's no maisa, you're refraining from giving tzedakah. You're not, right, that you're being over the lav by not doing something, so that's like an aseh, and you only have to give 20%. The others say the other way. Why does the Gemara have to say that by tzedakah you shouldn't give more than a fifth of your possessions? It must be, because even though it's a lav shein b'maisa, you'd have to pay everything not to give it, and that's why they have to say, but for tzedakah, you don't have to give everything, you only have to give 20%. So there's two ways of looking at that also. Some bring a raya from it that way, some bring a raya the other way. Okay, but let's go now focus in on paying your worker. The minchas, the chinuch, the sefer chinuch, the rishon, the minchas chinuch is written on, the chinuch itself says a lashon. He's talking about not withholding and not planning on paying forever, but you don't not paying on time. The chinuch says, "Avoim ein yochel para ba'osa yom." If you can't pay the guy that day for some reason, elim ken yovar har be'mishol, unless it will cost you a lot of money. Lo chiyev hakasef bezelfi adam. It seems to me the pasuk doesn't require you to pay in such a case. That's what the chinuch says. The chinuch just says this one line. The chinuch says, Rabbi Kieger brings it down, the chinuch says that if you can't pay the guy that day for some reason, so and because it's going to cost you a lot of money, so you don't have to. Now, some of us want to say, what's a lot of money? A lot of money means more than 20%. Maybe that was what the Rama called hon rav, a fortune. So, because he's saying, this is only an iser lav. It's an iser lav which has no maisa, so it's like an asay, and that's why it's like the rules of asay that it's only 20%. The Rabbi Kiyager brings down a mutzel neyesh, a chumas mutzel neyesh. He says, look over here, and the mutzel neyesh says, the svara is, here we're talking about, you're going to pay him, you just can't pay him that day, right? You left the hotel, and you could mail it back, because you know there's only one guy shining shoes here. If you mail it to the check to them, you'll get to him, it's just not going to get there that day. So the mutzel neyesh says that since you can undo your iser lo sasei by paying him afterwards, so you don't have to spend your money on that. That's the way he's understanding the chinuch. The chinuch is saying that not paying in time is... he's saying that if there's a lot that you can undo, like over here, you didn't pay that day, but you're going to pay him tomorrow, you'll mail it, he'll get it in a week. So for that lav, you don't have to spend a lot of money. But if it would be that you're not going to pay him at all, I mean, that would be the difference between the case of the terminal, where you're not going to see him ever again, or the case of where you can mail him a check, or you can, the Sheirut, you're not going to see him again. The Shushan guy, you will. The coat check guy, you can mail a check to if you know who it is. But that would make a difference. If you know who it is or not, the Mutzel Me'esh would be saying that, well, if you can undo it, you don't have to spend a fortune. But both the Pesachei Choshen and the Nesiv HaSachar, these two contemporary poskim, say they don't understand the Mutzel Me'esh because it's not a lav in the Klase. If you didn't pay the person on time, we'll talk about it more next week. That's it. It's it. And all the bad things they say about it is finished. You're going to pay him a few days later, a week later. But you did not pay the guy that day like you were supposed to. And that's an Isra Los Asay and an Isra Asay. You don't make it up by paying him 2 days later. So they, B'chla, don't understand the Muslim Aish's Svara in the Chinuch. But the Chafetz Chaim in his Avos Chesed uses his Chinuch as a Chumrah. He says a lot of times you have to pay someone a little money, you have to pay a babysitter, you have to do something and pay the babysitter on time. You actually wash the kids at night. And it's a tirchah for you to, you have a big bill and she only gets a small amount. And it's a tirchah for you to go to break the bill, stop by someone to break a bill, or to go to an ATM and spend an extra $1.50 surcharge, you don't want to spend $1.50 to do it. He says, look, the chinuch says you don't have to spend your whole money, but he says you have to take a loss. He says it's only if you're going to lose a lot of money, but if you're going to have a tircha, it's going to it's an assignment that we all have. We'll talk next week. There are some heterim, but don't rely on them until you come next. Not next week, in 2 weeks. But right. But that's what the Chavos Chaim says. The Chavos Chaim says that it's a chumrah. The chinuch is saying that don't spend a lot of money, but we are so used to seeing she won't mind it. Of course, it's going to cost me $2. You can give a check, that might work. There are ways out. But don't say, I'm not going to pay the person on time because it's a tircha, it's a schlep, it's hard. We'll see next time that the way the post can talk about paying someone on time. So at this point, what we're left with is that if it's, we're assuming it's your fault still, if it's someone that you're never going to see again, so now you're dealing with the four lav and the one asay. So according to the Rivash, you have to give your whole fortune for it. According to the other post in the Mishnah Berurah included, it seems like you only have to give 20% to pay the guy in time. If it's someone that it's not a matter that you'll never pay him, it's just a shaila, will you pay him that day, even though it's a nasei and a lo sasei, which should come to those same parameters, we have this part of the mutzel meyesh, that since you can pay later, so you're not mechuyev to, that's why he's understanding the chinuch, you're not mechuyev to pay a hon rav. You're not yovad harbe to pay a lot, right? So that's what we're up to now. Now there's an imi v'unite down. It wasn't brought down for this nekuda. It's a chashuv sefer. I just bought it. We will initial stuff. Yirmiyahu ben Chaim Yosef. He says a svara like this. He brings the Rabbi Kiyager, who brings the chinuch and the mutzel meyesh, and he says a svara. See how you like it. He says that this whole idea that you're mechuyev to spend 20% of your money, that only applies to mitzvahs bein adam lemakom. Shofar, Esro, Chul, Shabbos, mitzvahs bein adam lechaveru, he says, where it's going to cost that person money if I don't pay him, or if I don't give him some, whatever, if it's something that I have to give him money, is it right that I should lose my whole fortune to pay him $10? The Torah says, the Torah's Durachaha, this is a sorry that you shouldn't use so often, I mean, it's Durachaha Darachi Noam, it's not nice. You could use this all the time. If you don't like Allah, you say it's not nice and say that it can't mean that. Huh? Right. So and then he adds in, there's an Isra Losase for you. There's a you're not supposed to make yourself poor. Right, there's an Isra Losase not to make yourself poor. Right, that's what he's saying. He's saying because it's made Adam le Chaveiro, and why should you become an Evyon? And even though he's saying Siddhartha also has a Losase in it, right, Losakots, but you have no right to make yourself an Evyon for the other guy. So he says that over here, since the main Asayin Losase is for that guy's money, and you don't have to give up your money for that. It's another heter to say that even if it's in a case where you're not going to see the guy again at all, it's the case of the porter that we were talking about, and it was your fault, you didn't get there in time, you were schmoozing, you didn't get there, and you're not going to see him again, and you don't have this heter and mutzlames, well, you can undo it by paying him, you're never going to see him again. You have this other sorrow, the Imebrina, when you're dealing between Adam and Chaveiro, you don't have to give up your whole fortune to pay him. And maybe a whole lot either. I mean, it depends on the circumstance. You know, like in all these cases, you have to ask a Shaila, and if you're an FCSO, you can ask someone. I don't know if you're in. It depends where you are. Now, Rabbi Spitz ends up with one last thing. He says, suppose it wasn't your fault. Suppose it was his fault, right? We're all saying, suppose it's, you did your job, you went there, but he went there, and he was in a hurry, and he left. So now what? Is there any heter for you not to pay him? He did his job. So he says, no, there's no heter not to pay him. He did his job. He carried the bags. He did what he was supposed to do. And you just didn't get there in time. But since it's not your fault, and it was really his pshia a little bit, so he says, as far as that, we can assume that when you hired him, I'm going to pay you this $10 if you take my bags over there to the terminal. I do not mean that I'm going to miss my flight for that. I do not mean that, you know, if you run away, I'm going to have to run all over. I didn't hire you. I want you to take the bags there so I can make my flight, not so I can miss it. Right? So if I didn't do anything wrong and you were the wrong one, you got there fast and you hurried and you got to the next job and you didn't wait for me, so even though I'm a chuyev to pay you, that doesn't mean I don't have to pay you anymore, but to say that I should lose all my money to pay you, that I don't have to do. I still owe the money, and he suggests that it would be like that halacha. If you owe someone money, you don't know where the person is, you use something for the rabbin, you buy something for the rabbin with it, right? You're not going to see him again, you can't do anything to pay him, but you owe him the money, but you're not mechuyev to. We can assume that the condition wasn't that I should have to run after you and miss my flight to catch you if you run away first. So that's the way he concludes. So summing up, if it's your fault, you schmoozed, you were you're just dizzy from the flight, you confused, you left absent-minded, you left and didn't pay someone, and now I didn't pay him. So it depends. If you can pay him later, so then there's one asay and one los asay. There could be, even though for an asay, you usually, for a los asay, you have to give up your whole fortune and there should be no heter, but over here, there might be a heter because you can undo it by mailing him a check. If there's... You would have to pay a fifth to get there. Now, if there's no way to pay him, like the case of the porter, the case of the Sheirut, there's no way of finding him unless you stay around and wait for him, and once you leave, there's no way of identifying him and mailing him a check. So there, you don't have this heter, the mutzel meyesh, but it could be that you have this heter of the Imrei Bina, who says that Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, you don't have to lose all your fortune. If it's his fault, so then there's this Heter Rav Spitz, who's saying that, look, you didn't make this deal depending on that you're going to miss the flight. We can assume that even though you do owe him the money still, you don't have to miss your flight for that. But we should remember, I mean, after all said and done, that there, these are chametiga things. I mean, there is a big chiyuv to pay a worker down to the last penny and not to withhold it. It's not good for our financial health if we don't do it. We're just talking in a case where it's going to really be a big loss, then there would be the these hatayrim, not to have to lose our whole thing. But it seems that up to 20%, unless we learn there may be, and it means less, I mean, but at least, you know, it would require a lot of thinking not to have to pay.